beat.
I'm so cold, call me a drink. I went on a date to the ice skating rink. I said, nice chain, let's link. I opened my legs and showed him the pink. Told him to put a ski mask.
I liked it. That was kind of hard.
Okay, let me finish. Okay. I opened my legs and showed him the pink. Told him to put on a ski mask. Oh, shit, I fucked that up. Told him to put a ski mask on because that's my kink. His tongue game was kind of weak, so I started to think I should steal on his ass like mink, mink, mink.
I like the first half.
Instead, I farted in his face and made him wink.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Sent him home after the wash up in the sink.
Yeah, after I opened up my legs and showed him the pink.
Ooh, that was cold. That was a cold line, yeah.
It's kind of a slow decline after that.
It was really like told him to put a ski mask on because that's one of my kinks. His tongue game was kind of weak, so I started to think I should steal on his ass like mink, mink, mink.
You recited it a cappella like it was.
Farted in his face and made him wink.
Yeah, you felt the need to break that down. Yep. It was like one of those bars that you understand as you're going. You know how there's like, when you listen
to
like...
He wasn't even mad because the fart didn't stink.
Right. You know how like sometimes when you listen to like Black Thought or Lupe, you have to pause and go back.
Who's Black Thought?
From the Roots. They be saying stuff that means like 12 things. And you gotta go back and like break it down, and then there's like rappers that you get it as they go, and then they go on Genius and they break down their lyrics like you didn't need to do that. You know, that's how that felt.
So I should not have done.
No,
that.
You were flowing. You were flowing and flowing. But I think when you go back and try to get like hip hop historian with it,
is when I lose momentum.
It was it got a little rough on the eardrums. You know.
Well, in my defense, I didn't know what beat we'd be doing.
You killed that beat.
Oh, I did.
That shit was crazy until you until you didn't.
Well.
No, that was a lituation.
What?
I got a question.
Oh Lord.
You don't like ice cream?
I don't. I'm not a fan of ice cream.
You don't out of 31 flavors, that's a lot of flavors to not mess with.
I feel like there's more than 31 flavors.
Well, let's talk about the mains. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate ice cream, not for you.
Mm-mm.
Vanilla.
I'm not a huge fan of chocolate. Period.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Strawberry ice cream. Underrated.
Too sweet.
Mint chocolate chip.
Ugh. This is disgusting.
No, you're one of those.
Ew. I don't understand.
No butter pecan.
No. I don't understand how y'all like cookies and cream. That shit is nasty.
You know, I don't like that either.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the shakes are okay. That's the most tolerable version of it. But the cookies and cream... candy bar, yeah, cookies and cream. I've never really been a fan.
That's shit's nasty. The only so I'll save you some trouble. There's only a couple that I can somewhat deal with. Rocky Road,
even though
it's chocolate, the nuts and marshmallows save it for me. I used to like it when I was younger, and then I just stopped. Vanilla bean, but only connected to a dessert that I like.
Okay, like a pie.
And there's only one dessert that I like with it paired to.
Peach cobbler.
It's a peach crumble. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the peach crumble I make.
So there's no cake or pie or anything else that
I want
pairs
ice cream
with ice cream?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Sherbet? Like if...
Gelato?
I used to, when I was in like high school, I used to like rainbow sherbet.
Okay.
but it's too sweet now. Like all the ice creams are just so sweet. The taste is just too rich.
What about ice cream bars or ice cream popsicles?
I like popsicles, not necessarily ice cream.
Okay.
So I like bomb pops and big sticks.
But a drumstick does nothing for you. Fudge.
Is that the one with the like the crunch?
You got the nutty outside.
The nuts.
The nuts. And you could bite the bottom and suck the ice cream out through the back.
Pause?
Is no pause. Hell nah. And ain't no, we wasn't pausing back by the ice cream truck.
Oh. Okay.
Nah, we was eating the ass. That was the first time That was the first time we ate ass. Drumstick. Wow. Because you gotta flip that girl over. You eat the back and then you suck the cream.
See, I don't know nothing about that.
That is a ritual. And the best part was they knew you were gonna do that because they put like a little fudge. They put a little chocolate on the bottom.
Oh.
So like the cone.
It was thick.
At the bottom of the cone, it was like this frozen, delicious chocolate. So once you ate the ass, you got this delicious chocolatey treat. Much like eating ass sometimes.
Do you eat ass like that? Do you when she bends over you?
I put a bib on.
Just in case something comes out.
A napkin.
You want to protect your shirt just in case something comes out.
You know how like when you eat cereal, you stab it with a spoon a couple times?
Uh-huh.
You go and stir?
Yeah.
That's what I do. So I always have a spoon and I stab it a few
times. So you're eating what comes out of the ass. How have you not gotten sick?
No. I just stab it a few times and then I go
You stab the ass with a spoon?
Mm-hmm.
Does she like that? No.
We're talking about drumsticks.
Oh, I thought you were talking about an actual woman.
I was. But no, I feel like drumsticks, that's a great example of the first time we all ate booty.
I wish a nigga would pull a spoon out talking about he about to eat my ass.
Hey, I think that would be kind of up your alley. You were talking about I had a kink when I showed him my pink.
Yeah. No, I told him put the ski mask on because that's my kink.
Right, exactly, which means you're a little crazy. So I could see why they would think the spoon would do something.
Talk shit to me through the ski mask.
I cannot believe you don't like ice cream.
I don't like ice cream.
It seems like a mutation.
I'm not huge on desserts.
Mm. Ice cream and cookies seem like, even if you're not big on desserts, you still kind of like one of those.
No, I like, out of all the cookies, there's one cookie I like. I think it's the type of shortbread, Lorna Doone. Lorna Doone cookies are the only ones that I can stand.
I've never met anybody in real life named Lorna. That's an old ass name. You know a Lorna?
Mm-hmm.
What's your last name? Might be Doone.
You
might
know. No,
you might know the cookie.
It for sure isn't. Oh. No. But no. The only desserts that I can stand that I like, sweet potato pie and red velvet cake.
And what?
Red velvet cake.
So you do like chocolate and you just like
it's
like disguised
this is,
chocolate.
This is an argument because red velvet cake does not taste like chocolate cake.
It's chocolate.
It's chocolate
cake. It's chocolate cake with swag.
Chocolate cake tastes completely different.
It's a color
than
swap.
Red velvet.
Well,
would you
they got
say?
They got the
cream cheese frosting.
The cream
versus
cheese
the chocolate frosting
does that.
But it doesn't taste anything
like it.
It
tastes
like
a different species of chocolate cake. The same
a
way
different
that, like,
species? That means it tastes different.
No, because German chocolate cake tastes way different than regular chocolate cake. Chocolate ice cream tastes different than both
of
those.
And all of those are called chocolate.
Species, yeah. So that's what I'm
saying.
The
red velvet is not called.
It's a color
why
swap.
Why isn't it called red velvet chocolate cake then?
Because it got a color swap. And a new brand and a nice little jacket.
If it was the chocolate cake, then it would be named a certain type of chocolate cake.
But the thing is, it is a chocolate cake. We're not talking about names here. It actually is chocolate.
I don't think that it is because it doesn't taste anything like it. And
but
if somebody said, do you like chocolate cake? I don't like chocolate cake, but I like red velvet cake. Mm. But red velvet is not called chocolate.
You like cream cheese
and
swag.
I like the cream cheese.
I feel like you the type of girl to look at a dude.
Woman.
You the type of woman, strong black woman, to look at a dude and be like, ah, he's whack, he's weak. And then that same dude, go like Urkel to, what's his name?
Stefan Arkell.
And then he comes back through with chains and a fur
chains.
Coat and buffer. And you're like, whoa, that guy, fine as hell. And then he's like, ha, I'm the same nigga. That's red velvet. That's chocolate cake with a come up, and now you like, oh, it's so my favorite.
Is it bad to not like the bum, but like what it upgraded to? So if it's an upgrade and it tastes better, then why is that?
Tastes different.
And it does taste different.
It's just flashier.
I'm glad you agree.
So it's the Mike Jones of cake. Because it's pretty much like, oh, okay, back then.
You didn't want me. Now I'm hot.
Now I'm red. Hose all on me. Well, speaking of red, I have a great, great thread today.
Oh.
No. Shut your ass up. My thread is it's by somebody I follow who dropped some good threads, Esme. This is Men Only. Why did you smash once and never go back?
Ooh.
And we got some pretty good answers.
I can't wait to hear that.
What you got?
Story time.
Okay.
My friend tricked me into giving him a ride to his girlfriend's house by telling me we was gonna run a train on her. Story time.
So he got, he drove her thinking he was gonna get, huh?
He drove his homeboy to a chick's house.
Oh, thinking he was going to get, he paid with expectation.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a friend. End of story. All right, how we doing this?
Rochambeau. All
right, let's just do the first one. Sudden death. And I'm a little confused about the dynamite rules. So we got dynamite
beats.
You
made it up.
Dynamite beats rock. Rock beats scissors. Scissors beats dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Rochambeau.
Beat your ass.
No, because I did it wrong. I went on the third one, and you went on the beat after. I was supposed to go on the beat.
I was picking scissors regardless.
No, but you saw mine.
It was in my head.
Switched it.
It was in my head.
I messed it up. Disqualification.
So then you lose.
No.
You're disqualified.
No, because I went on the third one. I didn't lose to you. I went on the third one.
But if you say disqualification, then I should just go.
So it just resets. All right, so it's mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, then go. Mm-hmm. All right. Wait. All right. 1, 2, 3, go. 1, 2, 3, go.
Give me that. Give it to me. Snip.
All right, fine.
He got the snip.
Your little weak ass story.
Don't be me yet. Okay, so story time. My friend tricked me into giving him a ride to his girlfriend's house by telling me we was gonna run a train on it. 11th grade, it's like 2 a.m. and my boy Darnell hit me up. He stayed calling my phone asking for rides, but he never has gas money, so I always ignore him. I answer. And he's talking about, bro, this girl want us to come run down on her. Scoop me up. I said, you lying. What girl? He's like, I'll tell you on the way.
Damn. Red signs all over.
I said, bye, Darnell. I ain't having no damn threesome with you. He's like, ain't you a virgin? Stop acting like you don't need your little meat soaked.
Hang on. First of all, who wants to lose their virginity like that?
In a train?
Yeah.
That's not something that y'all would like feel
hell
like
no.
Is a hell of a conquest.
So you got a homeboy that remembers when you lost your virginity? Oh, I remember that, dog. That was crazy. Y'all know each other's time when before y'all nut.
I thought it was like a rite of passage, at least to run a train on someone.
I've never done that.
You've never ran a train? Mm-mm. I thought that was something that you guys celebrated.
And that's
I'm wrong.
I don't like. I'm good.
He say, I'll go first and you can go after. I say, why can't I go first? He's like, because I know her. I said, man, this is weird. I'm not losing my virginity like this.
And he's second? Hell nah. This is a bad this is a bad pitch.
Then he sent me a picture of that ass. So we pull up to her house.
Wow. He skipped a lot.
He skipped, okay? I see cars in the driveway and I'm like, bro, wait, her parents are home? He like, yeah, her dad usually is, but he cool. He a heavy sleeper. Mm-mm. We pull around to the back, hop a fence, and meet her at the back door. She opens it without even looking to see who it is and walks back to her room.
Yeah.
Darnell, like, all right, I'm going to be quick, but let me get the keys. I said, for what? He like, this is your first time, so I don't want you to chicken out and leave.
Wow.
I'm like, man, I ain't scared of no pussy. He like, good. Takes the keys and disappears into her room. I sit there for 15 minutes, then 30 minutes, and I'm like, damn, that boy got some stamina. An hour go by. I'm in these people's kitchen making a sandwich. 2 hours go by. I'm like, okay, this is insane. I'm texting him and he don't answer.
That's not good train etiquette.
No. He don't answer. So I go to the door and knock softly so I don't wake the house.
This nigga ain't asleep. This nigga is not asleep.
No one says nothing. So I say, fuck it, and walk in. This man in the bed sleep. I get mad, walk in and shake him awake. He like, bro, what you doing in here? I'm like, the fuck you mean? It's my turn. She wake up and say, baby, what is he still doing here? He's like, baby? Bruh, this man says, don't worry, baby, go back to sleep, and forces me out the room into the hallway and says, all right, bro, so I'm gonna be honest. How you feeling about that so far?
I know they're not friends after this. The fact that he went to sleep is crazy. I thought he was taking the keys, like, don't be leaving me while I'm smashing. He's like, no, I'm having a whole driver outside.
Like, am I supposed to wait in the kitchen all night? Like, you went to sleep, my nigga. Like, what do you mean?
I would have grabbed the keys and just dipped.
Right. So he says, this actually my girl. She ain't a runner. I would have told you the truth, but you be acting stingy with the ride, so I lied. But I got you with the gas money next week. I start choking this nigga out in the middle of the hallway. Mm-hmm. We tussling, knocking shit over, and then the hall light flicks on and her dad walks out. The dad's like, who the fuck are you? Boy, we started booking it. We running towards the back door and this man Darnell gonna fall. The dad grabs him and I run back and Spartan kick him in the chest.
What?
I felt like a real one. I would have left his ass.
I would have left his ass too. I'm not even gonna lie.
We run outside and hop the gate. This man gonna leap the gate and fall. I'm like, oh my God, Darnell, can you stop acting like a white woman in a horror film for 5 seconds and pick your feet up? The dad is like an Olympic athlete or something because he was already hopping over the gate and was on our ass. It made me mad too because that was the best kick of my life. Like, this nigga thought he kicked the shit out of him. He just that kick off and like, nigga, I got your...
Well, I mean...
I got your Spartan.
Well, at least this nigga Darnell ain't even reliable in the runaway. The kick could have worked if he didn't fall again.
He's just overall trash. You got to let that go.
Yeah.
Me and Darnell, side by side, running towards the car. The dad is gaining on us. It's clear we not about to get away. And then he trips me.
Who?
To this day, he swears I fell on a stick. Like, no, bitch, you tripped me.
Oh, Darnell tripped
him. Darnell tripped him.
Ain't no way.
I fall, and the dad jumps on top of me and starts choking me. Whole time he was choking me, I'm like, damn, I was supposed to be choking your daughter like this.
And let me guess, Darnell does not come back to help.
Before I pass out, I see Darnell pull off in my car. Buddy ain't even come back for me. To this day, this nigga ain't shit and ain't never gonna be shit. On God. The police were called. I was charged with breaking and entering and got community fucking service. I saw Darnell at school next week and he's like,
look who's alive. Hey, man. How'd you make it out of there? Up top.
He left with his car, though.
Hey,
I think this, okay. That was a great start. Towards the end, I feel like it was a little lie.
He got charged with breaking and entering?
I feel like that the
you don't think, I think that's very, I think that's very plausible.
Yeah, but I feel like he didn't really,
the police called on you.
He didn't really wrap that up well. Like, the dude left in his car.
Probably.
How?
He's shady, clearly. He had the keys.
And then he just saw him at school. The next part was just, I saw him at school.
There's probably going to be a part three. But for now, that's the end of the story. So
if that's
basically,
the end of the story,
he's basically saying they start fighting. Dad comes out.
That's...
Dad chases him. He falls. Nigga, he ain't got nowhere to go after the dad catch him, call the police. Police show up, charge him with breaking and entering. Remember, the chick don't know this nigga like that. Mm-hmm. So it's very plausible that he would be like, this nigga was in my house. I don't know why. She's not going to have his back.
I think it's all possible. I just think if that's how it was wrapped up, it just seemed like a, you know, how niggas be just saying shit on Twitter for clout. But I think that was a insane situation. Just cause
I think it's very plausible the he betrayal, could be charged with breaking and entering.
The levels of betrayal. Service. The levels of betrayal is astounding.
And to think, y'all trust y'all homeboys more than you trust us.
That's not a homeboy.
Oh, bros before hoes.
It didn't seem like that was. He already said he didn't pick up the phone for this nigga because he'd be trying to sneak rides. So the fact that, first of all, this nigga is diabolical enough to be like, we about to run a train on my girlfriend.
He didn't say my girlfriend.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, that's how diabolical it was. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't even on no, like, we just got there. Oh, my God, I got to come clean. You could go now, but I just use you for a ride. This nigga smashed and went to bed.
He smashed and went to bed and then said, I got you next week for gas money.
Oh, you got to see him.
He did. No. Start choking him out.
No, you got to see him for real. Because think about it. Up until then, the audacity is flabbergasting. Like, you made me take you here with the promise of pussy. This nigga was not only driving with a hard penis, but it was his first time. So he was probably sweating. He probably had, like, moves all planned out. And then not only was he not getting pussy, his homeboy was asleep in the next room and talking about, this is my girl. I got you next week. You got to see him for that. But then this nigga's falling all over the place. You save him. You save his life potentially. And then he trips you and dips. You damn near got to see this nigga every time you see this nigga.
there's, I mean, at this point, you have to maim him.
You got to make him walk a little different. He's got to walk a little different.
Because it's like, if this is supposed to be your friend, you know, like, you got your nut off, so you got post-nut clarity. So in this moment, you should be able to, you know,
figure it out.
Figure some shit out.
And then had the nerve to be like, oh, what you doing in here? Get out of here, man. Oh, I got to come clean now that you woke me up.
But the fact that he waited 2 hours, how long y'all be waiting to jump in for the
three? I've never been in a train situation.
Okay.
But I know about it. And I feel like, logically, if you're not in the room with them getting bust down and you just switch immediately, it's usually right away. Because think what's crazy is, like, a lot of dudes be high-fiving and thinking, like, yeah, we just trained this chick, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, them chicks be so freaky, they really the train conductor. You know what I mean? It's not like people be thinking it's just like some girl who's green from the Midwest, like, I've always wanted to have sex with a black guy and has to. No, it's usually like someone that's like, I want to take on the whole team back to back to back. I've even heard stories of, like, popular college athletes, not the athletes, but like
that smashed 7 of them on the basketball team.
Yep, I heard about that. Mm-hmm. But that's like,
I think that was NBA though.
That's very common in college football, college basketball situations. Like, I've even heard of parties where the girls were like, just checking to see if they were on the team and then letting people hit just like back to back. So a lot of times it'd be the girls that are leading all of that stuff, and they horny after they smash one dude, they be wanting to get right back into it. So it's usually one right after the other. 2 hours is lovemaking. He should have known after 30 minutes.
Is smash, fall asleep, wake up, smash again. Fall back asleep.
I was about to say, a couple times.
Yeah. And wash up. And.
And he said the parents were there. There's no way. The fact that he got away like 2 hours without even seeing the parents making food, that would be hell for me. Because I would be like scared as hell that I would see anybody.
He in the kitchen making sandwiches.
And what you about to tell them? Oh, my bad. I'm just waiting my turn with your daughter.
I'm surprised this nigga didn't wait outside. After a while, it's like, all right, you got to catch the hint. Maybe he was so nervous that time flew.
I don't know. Maybe it was. I feel like, you know, if you were nervous,
like, sometimes
if you're nervous, it's slower. That probably felt like days.
No, sometimes when you're nervous, the thing that you're nervous about comes quicker than if there's something you're excited. I feel like when you're excited for something, the time takes longer for it to get here. Like when you're ready to go on vacation.
Well, he was excited. I feel like that was a nervous excited.
I feel like there's...
There's booty.
No.
First booty.
I feel like there's a difference. When you're excited, like fun excited about something, mm-hmm. it takes forever to get here. Like if you want to go on a vacation from work. Ah. Like the week leading up to your vacation feels like 2 years. Mm-hmm. But if you're nervous because you have a presentation, the biggest presentation of your life, I feel like that week leading up to it zooms by before you know it. It's time for this crazy ass like presentation that you got to do and you don't know like how it's going to go. I feel like losing your virginity in a train type situation while he's waiting, I feel like the time went by faster for him. That's the only way I can rationalize him waiting 2 hours. And
well,
that's nuts.
I mean, he was clearly very influential, gullible. Mm-hmm. So I think that some people's patience is admirable, even in crazy situations.
I don't
you know?
Understand how women can take more than one dick in a session. It's just not. I can't understand the thought process.
I think the fetish is the opposite of what you're thinking right now. It's just like they're turned on by the fact that it's just like I'm
another dick
smacking all these dudes at once, you know? Oof. That'd be what we be thinking sometimes.
I guess that's what, I don't want to kink shame. So that's what you into, But that is, it's hard to see you getting hot dogged on a stick by.
Hey, some chicks want the corn dogs.
Corn dog.
They want that corn dog treatment.
You want that corn dog?
That shishka.
Stick your corn dog in my ketchup.
All right. Hard left. Real hard.
Wow.
It's time for my thread. This is a thread about a bunch of kings.
Kings?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Who decided to ghost because they felt like they were
king's ghost?
They just felt like their situation was above just a one night stand.
They sound like jesters.
Well,
not kings.
I think we'll find out from these answers, because the question is, men only, why did you smash once and never go back?
Okay.
So, obviously, I'm going to do the woman version of this.
The woman version?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I would
men
like
only?
To know. I would like to know women.
Oh,
only.
You're going to put you're going to put the post up yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We got, I got a girl. That's
oh,
number one.
Oh, shit. Damn.
We got,
Slum.
Yeah, because she ain't know how to do foreplay. It's big.
Is that big for the first? See,
foreplay. I mean, the first time foreplay can be. It's got to be other things, but foreplay is a big deal. But I think the majority can agree. As long as that main event is popping, the foreplay can be worked on with y'all chemistry. This one said defunct, weak neck, no arch, dead body. So. Okay. I think there's a lot of great points in this one.
Well,
weak neck is sometimes forgivable, okay?
Right.
But, you know, it's unfortunate, forgivable. No arch is immediately, I don't think this is going to happen again. No arch is like, you immediately start thinking about all the shit they was talking, and you like, you going hunchback? You going stray dog?
See,
that's immediately like no thing. And then dead body.
Why can't you just do a different position?
Well, that's the thing. Dead body, meaning you ain't doing nothing back.
Oh, pillow princess.
You just, I call it a rag doll.
Isn't that a pillow princess?
I've never heard that. I think that sounds like it's too cool. I think it should sound
bad.
No,
I thought a pillow princess is you just lay down and don't do anything.
Dead body makes you sound gross. Like, yeah, she was dead body. Like, hold up. I like,
you know,
ragdoll is just like. Ugh.
So when he puts all of those together, then, yeah, that sounds like a pretty pretty horrible
experience. Any one of those alone is enough to not call back, though. She had a body, but mentally didn't attract me. Okay. This guy burned
during
sage.
The sex? What the fuck was you supposed to be doing?
No, remember, why did you smash once and not go back?
Oh.
So, had a body, mentally didn't attract.
Oh, but he smashed. He was probably turned off mentally before he smashed, but he did it anyway.
Well, this isn't talking about specifically the smash, because it says she immediately went into commitment mode. So she wasn't like committing during the sex, but I'm just saying like afterwards probably.
She told him it was his pussy during the sex and really meant it.
You know,
he's
saying,
like, yeah, it's
saying,
my pussy. She believed him.
Saying this is yours and making it sound like right now is very important, because sometimes they'd be like, yours and only yours. This pussy got handcuffs on it. we got pH balance was off.
Okay.
Now, this is interesting. Happened once. Thought she was out of my league. Turned out to be one of the most boring encounters of my life. Just blah. Dating her cost too much time and money for the... he butchered that sentence. But basically, dating her cost too much time and money. A lot of... and I'm just going to say this for men and women. A lot of the people that are being lusted after on social media are very boring people.
How do you know this?
I've met them. I've seen them. Or I can analyze from their interviews and their social media that they get lusted after so much that they put a lot of time in being lusted after and don't have
a personality to
you
match.
You get a lot of comments about looking the way you do and having a good personality. Yeah. And I feel like that's noticed, especially by men.
Really, that makes me different from the rest?
I think so.
Okay.
You said that like it was a diss, but I think that's
true. No, I'm just, this is information gathering only.
No, I mean, first of all, I taught you that. That's crazy. Okay. No, that's wow. I'd be saying that. No, you know you be getting those kind of comments.
Noted.
You know you get those kind of comments.
I do get
but
those comments.
I think it's because it's so common that, you know, and I think this is what this dude is talking about. You bag someone that's just like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And then y'all sit down together and you're like, oh, God, this is how you are? No.
Mm-hmm. But y'all continue to lust after.
Sometimes we'll just thug it out for the vajayjay. But there's been plenty of times. There's been plenty of times it's just been like, you know what? Never mind. This isn't worth it. This isn't worth it. Dry kitty, boring sex, bad odor, no walls, hashtag hallway.
Throwing a hot dog down the hallway. I always blame the guy for the dry kitty.
That's valid. Mm-hmm. That is very valid. Although, maybe I'm talking about a situation you're talking about. But I feel like there has been like one or two situations. I feel like the girl was turned on and it was just kind of consistently. I'll go from this angle. Some vaginas undeniably get superbly wet out of nowhere. I feel like I've heard enough women talk about just like, I'm a waterfall, I'm a ocean, the slightest thing, I'm gushers. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if we can make a woman who's naturally wet get crazy wet, and we could take credit like, oh, I made her crazy wet, and that's not our fault. I think we can also say that sometimes there's some dry ones that it's
that
not our fault.
That is not necessarily your fault. Yeah. Well, yeah, there is a condition of
it's
vaginal
a condition.
Dryness. There's a lot of things that can contribute to it. But I find that sometimes when you really mentally stimulate a woman, that it activates the lower pleasure region.
So let's say 7 times out of 10, it's the dude, they should be getting wet, and the dude's not doing enough for him.
I would say that, yeah.
I'll give you guys that.
Because you can get a massage and get wet off of a massage at the massage parlor with the little Asian ladies. It's just because of how you're being touched.
Them little Asian ladies they gave me a boner a couple times.
Ooh, needing me.
Had a girlfriend to get back to.
Cheating ass nigga, man. Basura.
Bamboozled and hoodwinked by the makeup.
She took it off?
I mean,
like I
no, this is just why you didn't smash again. Oh. This isn't have, this isn't like specifically in the sex time. Wasn't gripping like she was bragging. It's pretty big. That's that has nothing to do with wetness. If you if they not gripping like that, it's just like ah.
So not gripping like that, meaning it's not as tight as she said.
Mm-hmm. You want that?
Or
glove.
She doesn't have the Kegel muscles.
I think that's both
match.
One. And, I think it's one and the same. I think when you in there and it doesn't really feel like you in there, mm-hmm. You don't really. I feel like I don't really notice it first, but then halfway mm-hmm. through, you're just like.
So, this is not a problem for guys that are well endowed.
What do you mean?
Guys who have larger size penises. Are
you, you're saying we all have. If we say that we have small penises.
I've had a conversation with someone I know who's. Larger than the average of what I've seen, significantly.
All pussies
and
tight
he's
to
like,
me.
Basically, he said he hasn't ever really experienced a loose pussy. So
well, obviously, if you're above average judging. And you're Mandingo, you're gonna be touching the walls of the widest of them. That's probably how
touching
they
the
got
walls
there.
Of the widest.
That's probably how the wide ones got like that. if you trying to do a damn PSA against niggas who can't feel the walls.
Out here causing abysses.
I don't doubt what you're saying, but yeah. I'm not going to sit here and say that every time a dude didn't really feel the walls like that, they had a small penis.
I'm not going to say that, but I wonder if, I mean, was he fully hard? Because sometimes when y'all not fully hard, it's kind of like.
So basically, you're saying that there's just. Really no situation where the woman is
no,
just...
No, I'm not saying that. But I have heard that, like, even, like, women who have had children and a whole human has come out of that thing.
Makes
and
sense.
Went right back to... So I just wonder, you know?
Well, you know, I feel like... I think what I was getting at was... I feel like there's situations where a dude is kind of, like, having sex and they feel like, oh, this isn't... I'm not really feeling the sides like that. And then there's situations where it's just a lot of sides. And it's and those might be the situations where you just fold early. You turn in early.
And I wonder if also a contributing factor is a condom.
Oh,
condoms,
absolutely.
Condoms are just sometimes just not friendly. You know,
the biggest
so
cock blocks
it, yeah.
The
so not only does it cock block you, but I mean, for her as well, it's like, oof. You know.
All right. Well, how about found out she was married?
That doesn't stop niggas.
City girls up.
That's why he ghosted her because he found out she was married. I didn't know that was a reason that you guys ghost people. I know niggas who prefer to sleep with married women.
Prefer?
Yes.
Them niggas is demons.
Well, because there's no commitment attached to it. She got a whole husband and or family. So
okay.
It's like he can be a side dude.
Well, that's being a side.
And not, yeah. But that's, I'm saying men who prefer married women do that because they have a fear of commitment and they don't have to worry about
that
dealing
that's
with
a
married
dude,
women.
That's basically a dude preferring leverage. That's basically saying that I prefer being able to do whatever in a situation and having that trump card of what you're going to do, you married.
Right.
That's not, because being married isn't a personality trait. That's
right.
A situation. Mm-hmm. So saying I prefer.
I prefer to sleep with married women.
That's fully strategic. So mm-hmm. I feel like I see right through that.
But, I mean, a married woman who the sex wasn't. There's no reason to go back.
What are you
back.
Doing?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
House was messy. Bathroom was nasty. Bed was on the floor. A messy house is...
Yeah.
I've doubled back on a messy house, though. I'm not even going to lie. And then...
Is that good? But if the sex wasn't... If you guys weren't sexually compatible, you wouldn't double it back to no messy house.
If
you?
The sex wasn't fire?
Yeah, if you guys were sexually incompatible.
You know, honestly, I think you guys might be the same way, but I don't think there's a lot of doubling back in ridiculous situations if the sex wasn't crazy.
I'm not gonna lie. I've dealt with a messy nigga. And
because the sex was amazing, right?
Double, triple, quadrupled back.
Well, there you
until
go.
Until it became an entanglement slash.
There you go. But situation. That would never happen if the sex wasn't amazing. You wouldn't compromise stuff that, because if messy is already on your radar for being something you don't deal with normally. If the sex ain't up to par, they got to be pretty much on point everywhere else.
I think for me specifically, when it comes to dealing with a guy that's messy, it's almost like you guys have the luck of the draw when it comes to that type of stuff, because growing up, it's almost expected. Like, you're almost surprised when a guy is clean, when his place is clean and, you know, everything's organized.
That's
almost like, you know, so if a guy is messy, it's almost like, okay, I kind of expected a little bit. And then I may do, if it's worth it for me, if I feel like there's a benefit for me somewhere and I'm going to spend more time with this guy, then I'll try to motivate him to get things organized and start cleaning stuff if he wants me to continue to come over and deal with him.
So you're like, I can work with this.
I can work with it.
At a level of
Yeah, because a lot of these niggas be mama's boys, and mama's cleaned everything, mama's did the laundry. So when they go out on their own, it's like, I don't know how to do anything.
I like how we don't have the responsibility of being organized, but we should still be clean. You know, like, a dirty nigga is unacceptable in every situation, but if it's like, you guys give us leniency of being messy because growing up the dudes were messy.
Like, but we our expectation that you guys have of us is complete cleanliness, organization.
Oh, you don't clean? What do you bring to the table? You don't cook, you don't clean. What am I here for? Every podcast ever. How about this? Backshot air smelled like bacalao.
I wonder what that smells like.
That's a dried and salted cod. I don't know if I pronounced it right, but
backshot smell. I just think back to that meme where he smacked him from the back, but it's a picture of his face, and you look back at his face, and he's like this.
Oh yeah, sometimes you gotta hit him with the nose over the.
If I turned back and saw niggas pinching his nose, I'd drop immediately and say, okay, clearly this is not working. I'd be so embarrassed. Like,
okay, I got two more. This is a good one, because you can never guess this from social media. She snored like a lion's roar on Discovery Channel.
Why are you laughing so hard at this?
Because that's a good one. Some of these girls be snoring.
I snore.
Do you snore like a bear?
You're such an asshole.
Do it sound like a hibernating cave?
I don't necessarily know, but report. I just know I didn't used to. And then I just started getting, you know, reactions when I woke up, like, you know.
Record yourself sleeping and play it on the show.
I will not.
Please play it on the show.
Ever do that. But my sister stayed at my house once, and she was sleeping in my room, and she told me, she said, yeah, you didn't quite sound like daddy, but.
But a little bit.
But I had to go to the living room.
So you smelled like a baby bear, not the daddy bear.
Smelled? No, snored. I did not smell, but.
Probably snored.
I
snored. And smell.
I did not smell. What is smelling like a bear? Like, what do you mean?
Like a bear?
You said smelled?
Probably like salmon and.
I don't smell like salmon. Are you fucking kidding me?
Salmon and grass.
Have I ever smelled like salmon?
You smell pretty good.
Thank you. Don't do that to me. Don't try to make it sound like my pH balance is off, because it is not.
I didn't say you're a pussy. I said you.
Nigga, smelling like fish, where else am I smell like fish from?
If a girl smells good, I wouldn't assume that
if a girl smell like salmon, where would it be coming from?
Oh, I thought we were just talking about how a bear smells.
You said it smell like salmon.
You're
where
right.
else would it be coming from?
Salmon pussy, shrimp and salmon pussy. All right, and then the last one, which I believe is a great reason to ghost somebody. She was on her period and didn't let me know. The shit looked like SpaghettiOs.
Oh, so she was on day two.
Day two. Is that SpaghettiO day?
Day two and day three will definitely make you look like Carrie. Bloody Mary.
Ugh.
I'm spraying tomato juice. Ugh. Tomato juice all in your dreads.
You made a you put a bad taste in everyone's mouth. And,
let me tell you something. As eked out as you are about it, your male counterparts are not as disgusted by period sex.
I have period sex.
Do you?
But if you told me, oh, today day two is SpaghettiO day, I'm not having sex.
Let me tell you, your counterparts.
Good.
Do not agree with you
No.
So,
I've seen comments filled with people who were dudes who are good with being a vampiro, which is going down on a girl on SpaghettiO day. Nope.
Won't not SpaghettiO day. Have you ever done it while she was?
I've done it and found out they were on their period because
afterwards.
Because some women are demonic, but. The way I eat vagina, it wouldn't matter anyways. I stay at the top. When I eat vagina, I stay at the penthouse. Penthouse level. You know? Yeah. If it ain't the clit,
you don't go down to the basement?
Sit. Nah.
Not the basement, the lobby.
I used to, but then because I be asking questions. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's something that important, I'll talk to women about it. So I feel like I've gathered enough information to know that some of the shit we do, y'all just be watching us. Do
you know,
it.
Sometimes
it
sex can like jumpstart a period. Did you know that?
I guess. I've been told, but that to me is a lie. Saying I knew, but I just wanted some.
Wow.
But yeah, I've never been a vampiro, like, ooh, you on it? Let me go down there because I need it. That's horrifying to me. Mm-hmm. But I've been told after the fact. And
afterwards.
It still grossed me out a little
even
bit.
Even before, like if it was before, once you're told, you're like, no, I'm not going there.
I'd rather not. But I still might have sex depending on the time. But it's still, even when I have sex, I still try not to look. Mm-hmm. Now, what's crazy, and I wonder if other dudes do this too. There have been a number of times where I didn't know they were on their period, and maybe like halfway to three quarters in, I see the blood, I see the horrificness, and I'm like, damn.
But you keep going.
Because there's two options. Either you freak out then and there and be like, hey, what's that? And then they get all embarrassed like, oh, mm-hmm. my God, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And now you're sitting there with a hard, bloody dick.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
I don't want that. That's two L's in a row. So a lot of times I'll see it and I'll be like, oh. Then I'll
pump
boom,
harder.
You know, mm-hmm. figure it out. Even though like when it's like that, sometimes you can feel it because it gets a little sticky down there.
Uh-huh.
But then I'll
smell like metal.
It smelled like pennies, right? And then you finish, and then you're like, oh, my God. But you really saw it 2 minutes ago.
But do you say anything, or do you just go and clean up and then let her figure out on her own? Like, oh,
no, I'll say.
Start it.
I'll say, like, oh, like I'll say, oh, you, and, you know, and I'll make sure she doesn't feel bad about it because it's totally natural. But I'll just make, you know, oh, look at that. Don't worry about it. Go clean myself off. I used to be a savage with it, though. I used to be really grossed out by it, and I used to get upset and all that stuff. But now it's not that big of a deal. You know what I mean?
There's guys out there that'll be like, look, go shower, put a tampon in. I'm eating that pussy.
That's disgusting. They need to be checked.
Is it really?
They need to be checked.
I don't think it's disgusting. If you take a shower and you put a tampon in, nothing's coming out, so I don't understand how it's disgusting.
I think you. I mean, you can still be a.
Especially
you
if you stay.
I'm not judging. You can still. You could be a nasty nigga.
Stay at the penthouse. If you stay at the penthouse, she just showered and put a tampon in.
I'm not.
I don't
I'm
understand.
Not licking next to no string.
Why not?
Cause that's weird.
Is it?
I guarantee you, if a nigga says that, they'd be like, "I'm a nasty nigga. I'll do it." They still identify as nasty. And that's all I know.
I think
accountability.
I think for me specifically, when it comes to that time of the month, I guess I should look up I should look up the science behind it, but I get extremely, extremely aroused. I mean, it is like...
Oh, on your period.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Like, it's like out of this world. So
I get smashing.
When you...
Just stop asking for head. Y'all niggas nasty.
But we don't have to ask for it. Like...
Go
that's
for
the thing.
That's,
like,
you want the vampiros. You
no,
want a nigga to
I'll
put a cape
him,
on,
I'll
a velvet
him,
cape, and then eat your vagina.
No, I'll tell him, like, what's going on, and then, you know.
Yep, that nigga eat your pussy and turn into a bat afterwards.
Fruit bat, right? I got a fact.
Thick facts. Wait, but who had the better thread today?
Well, how'd you feel about mine? You didn't like the ending. You felt like it was, you felt like
it
was cap.
I mean, that had nothing to do with the storytelling. I just think that there's a lot of Twitter threads that wrap up in a certain way where I'm like, this might not have been true. But I really, really liked the story.
Mm-hmm. I think yours was very fun. Yours was
What was your thread?
How'd you forget that fast? It was the guy who got tricked into going to a girl's house who, you know, was tricked into the running the train. And
you know what? Mine was fun, but that the audacity of that was
nuts.
Out of this world. I'll give it to you.
Okay. Okay. So I can do one. I'll do one. One fact. So you wanna?
I'm gonna be the bread. I'll be the bread.
I'll be the bread, and I'll be the most important part of the sandwich.
Okay, you're gonna absolutely hate this.
Oh no! It better not be about Beyonce.
No, it's not.
Okay.
The average person sheds about 0.14 grams of fecal matter when they get into a pool or hot tub.
Oh no. The foam.
Pool is a little different because you'd be like swimming fast. Hot tub, you sitting in boo-boo soup. Like... Boo-boo soup. Now, mind you, 0.14 is not that much, but you were just talking about how dentists complain about how, not dentists, doctors complain about how when dudes sit on the paper naked, there's always a boo-boo streak. So niggas, everybody, they nasty. A lot of people ain't wiping. A lot of people got probably more. This is average. So you got to be thinking about them people that have 1%. They shed 1% fecal matter when they drop out.
Patrick.
Yeah, I know.
This is.
I know.
I
know.
I
know.
This makes this. I know. You know how big I am about skin and my skincare and stuff like that.
I know.
I've recently been in hot tubs, you know, and I saw like who was in there before I decided to get in there.
You were in there with their poo-poo. But it's cool because I feel like
hot tubs,
we already knew a base level of things, which is like skin flakes, hair, all that stuff is for show coming off. So... I'm showering after I get out of that stuff anyways.
At this point, I'm not.
You just
got to
throw a little bit of
boo-boo
in there.
I'm not getting in.
Just a little boo-boo.
I can't.
I mean, you knew that they were peeing in there.
I didn't. So you in the hot tub?
Oh.
I didn't think people peed in the hot tub.
I
for sure knew.
I pee in hot tubs.
You pee in hot tubs?
Yes, it's warm.
Patrick.
It's warm.
That's no excuse.
Anyone who says otherwise is a liar.
I've never peed in a hot tub.
I've peed in a couple hot tubs.
I've peed in a pool.
I've peed in a bunch of pools. Hot tubs, I could say.
But it was because I couldn't get out. By the time I felt it, it was too much emotional shit going on, like trying to get out and you heavier. You know, if you in the pool for a while, you know, the buoyancy kind of keeps you from feeling how heavy you really are. So when you get out, like,
pool isn't as personal too. If you're in the pool with somebody else, it doesn't feel like you're doing it. I've never peed in a hot tub that people were in, obviously. But
it ain't obvious. I don't know.
Well, I could. That would be really messed up. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let other people. But as few times as I've been in a hot tub by myself, I would say I've peed in like 3 hot tubs.
Patrick, we call him Pee Poo Patty.
I mean, and it was warm, and I was by myself. I didn't know what I was supposed to do.
Oh, you was just comfortable. So you just sat in a big-ass toilet.
And it was, like, super late, so I didn't think anybody was going to come in after me. I am weird about that kind of stuff because I don't want to be sitting in nobody's pee.
Except yours. You cool. I don't even want to sit in my own pee.
I'll do that.
Ew!
It doesn't feel like it in the hot tub. The jets be making it feel like it pushes it away.
It mixes it. Now you're sitting in pea soup. You're just in a big ass.
Not gonna lie, Pea Stew is a dope rap name. Pea Stew. In the stew. D.O.
Shut the fuck up.
What's your fact?
You're gonna hate this.
Good.
No, it's not good. You're actually gonna be sad by this if you don't know it already.
Okay.
Mr. Rogers was bullied as a kid and would cry to himself while playing the piano. Why are you laughing? Oh my God. Okay, so.
Oh my God, crying and playing an instrument. Big funny.
So Fred Rogers' difficult childhood is credited with giving the beloved television host a deeper well of understanding towards others.
Okay.
Fred Rogers, the beloved host of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, is known for red cardigans, his love of children, and above all, for being kind. What's less known about Mr. Rogers, however, and what seems a fitting story to tell on the 18-year anniversary of his passing, is how his hallmark empathy grew from a difficult and lonely childhood. As an only child until a sister was adopted into the family when he was 11, Rogers was overweight, shy, and sheltered. He also suffered from severe asthma, scarlet fever, and every imaginable childhood disease.
The hell is scarlet fever?
Shit. As he put it in a 2002 interview, such...
What happened?
Excuse me. Such circumstances made it difficult for Rogers to fit in at his elementary school in Industrial Latrobe, Pennsylvania, about an hour outside of Pittsburgh. I felt I had no friends, Rogers said in a speech he gave at St. Vincent College in April 1995. In the same speech, Rogers tells...
I'm sorry. No. All of this is actually sad. I'm sorry. I was just picturing him playing the piano and crying.
Rogers tells of a time. Patrick, you're the worst. Mr. Rogers. You know what?
Hey, if the tears hit the keys, you could probably play pretty jazzy. That's probably how jazz was invented.
You know what? Do you listen to yourself sometimes?
I can see a nigga slipping and hitting a blue note, though. I'm sorry, keep going.
I think I'm done with this fact.
All that shit was sad, though. I didn't know that.
It is. Then, ultimately, he became friends with the popular guy at school. Something happened, and he was very kind. He brought something to him while he was in the hospital. He kind of took him under his wing for the...
Probably invited him to a train.
This is where you're going?
I mean, if the jock was like, Rogers, you virgin, come through. This girl wanted to run him down. You know what I'm saying? And then Mr. Rogers pulled up in a little cardigan, and he was just like...
He was colorblind.
Hey there. You want me to get the other side, do you?
That is not how Mr. Rogers talked.
Mr. Rogers probably bust down somebody in a Vegas hotel and got swag out the roof ever since.
I think he talked like that so everybody could understand him. Hello, I'm Mr. Rogers.
You're talking about you just imitated the Clear Eyes guy. That's not Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers had swag. He crossed his legs like Steve Jobs. He was like, hey there. He talked to us like he was talking to a bitch. He was just like, hey there, how you guys doing?
You want
to
know what I have in my suitcase?
Mm-hmm.
Another suitcase.
That's
and
wild.
Inside of that, a smaller suitcase.
Was he saying something?
I remember
like that.
Yeah. Oh. He specifically did one with suitcases.
He was a drug lord. All right.
Okay.
Booty bread.
All right.
It's the bottom piece of bread.
Mm-hmm. The most nutritious.
Think about how big the ocean is before I tell you this, okay?
Yeah, it's full of your pee.
Ocean hella, right?
Mm-hmm.
fish can suffer from depression just like humans.
How do they know?
Don't know, but let's skip past that. Fish can suffer from depression. There are trillions of fish in the ocean. Next time you go out in a boat, think about there's fucking depressed fish in there that are just
what
like...
What does that even look like? Who came up with this?
You ever seen a fish that wasn't a part of a school?
You remember what you did with my spider fact?
What?
When I said there was 25 tons of spiders on the
Earth.
Yeah,
who the hell... How would they know?
How the fuck did they know that the fish are depressed? Like, what...
Maybe they...
They're not as joyous as they are around...
Maybe they asked what the fish wanted to do every morning.
Maybe they're tired.
I'm just saying, fish are in schools, and we all know that school can be a bitch, and there's bullying, and there's a lot of pressure. So what if these schools have a lot of, like, society problems where they're, like, bullying each other and putting each other down?
So do they go to therapy?
Well, that's ridiculous, Stephanie.
Oh, that's ridiculous now, because I was just trying to figure out how far that we're going with this.
Well, think about how scary the ocean is. I find comfort in this, because I was thinking, like, I'm so scared of the ocean, and when I be seeing, like, normal nature clips, I'd be like, that's so scary. They were just minding their own business, and a barracuda ate them. So it's comforting for me to think that they're like, man, I don't want to be swimming out here in this scary ass shit.
The fact that it's comforting for you to know that other species are depressed.
It just makes sense to me, because it's like they know how scary of a situation they're in too. Because I'd be like, yo, the nature is the most dangerous hood on Earth. Because you just got to go out there in the darkness, and there's sharks and bigger fish, and some of these fish are depressed, and they're
nature
just like, I do not want to get out of my kelp bed
very
today.
Very scary. Nature is very scary.
It's very scary.
I bet you so now that we know about the emotions, I bet them catch and release fish are like niggas in Jacksonville. They get shot but don't die. It's like...
Oh, so they come back to their school
with
stories.
They come back like...
What's happening? Nigga, just got pulled up onto the other side.
What you gonna
do? Spit that shit out. took it like a fish.
Now I'm back. Don't fuck with me.
They're like, hey, that nigga got pulled up and thrown back. But then it's also like, if that would be like cool to them, but if they found out about our rules and found out that we only throw them back when they're too small, then it would be clowned. He'd be like, this nigga was thrown back. Hey, get your weight up, nigga. This nigga small as fuck.
You, nasty ass.
And now you're just like, I wish they filleted me.
Okay. So.
Well, no, you don't get no fact.
I'm not about to say a fact.
Oh, you're about to do one of these little safety things?
Yes. Wow. The people like these.
Lock your car door at night. Wear your UV blockers when you use the computer. No, I'm just kidding. I do like these.
I know you do.
Take it away.
This one is, if you dedicate yourself to this for 6 months, you become a dangerous human this year.
Ooh.
One, fix your schedule and sleep at 9 p.m. to be awake at 5 a.m. Get up early. Get out there. Get
fed. Who wrote this? Mark Wahlberg?
I got a gang of money.
It's 5 a.m.
Quit your excuses and work out 5 times a week.
I like that one.
3. Set 1 hour each day to learn a high income skill, like sales that'll earn you a high income.
Mm-hmm.
4.
From 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. A brass tacks.
Choose one social media platform like Instagram and grow an online presence.
TikTok. Let's see what we
5.
Can do.
Set Glasses. Out a morning walk to get sunlight and drink a glass of water.
Oh, since I'm up at 5 a.m., I should find out something to do, because all my fucking friends won't be awake for 3 hours.
Yeah. Become self-aware, nigga. Stop relying on your friends to make you happy. 6. Listen more than you talk and take time to learn from everyone.
Yes.
7.
You see what I did there?
I see. I hope you fucking mean it. Don't be scared to say no when you know it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. No.
8.
Stop this.
To say no. You know, do you know how difficult it is for people to say no?
It's tough, especially when you're a people pleaser.
People make it very difficult for you to say no to them. Mm-hmm. And then if you say no, they require an explanation, which I feel like you shouldn't have to get.
And then before you know it, you done drove a nigga all across city and you ain't get no pussy because it was his girlfriend.
So some instances, no requires an explanation, and most it doesn't. Eight, sleep 7 to 8 hours per night to reset your focus and boost your mood.
Hang on, they're asking for conflicting things because they just told the nigga to get up at 5 a.m.
Go to sleep at 9.
Whoosh. Nigga, what? So they're telling
eight
you
hours.
So they're telling you to turn 70 today.
Sleep 9 to 5.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Better
set
yourself.
Set out a morning. Oh, oops. Setting. I said that one. Mm. Make an attempt to read 20 pages per day to sharpen your mind.
Fire.
Put your phone away or limit your usage on social media to stay positive. Social media can be a very dark place.
Doesn't apply to us. That's our job.
I can put it away for an hour.
No, you can't.
I can. And I have.
You said for an hour.
I didn't expect you to slide in there on me. Quit watching the news or anything else that spreads negativity.
Hell yes.
I think that's a great thing.
Hell yes.
I try to stay away from the news as much as possible because it really is a downer.
It's crazy how much we subscribe to stuff who only post the negative because they know we freak out on it.
Mm-hmm. Surround yourself with powerful, motivated, and ambitious people.
Hey, we did that already.
Surround yourself. Oops. Set and write down goals you want to achieve in 2023.
No, I want to do this. I want to do that.
Do it. Attach deadlines to your goals each time you write a goal.
I want
to
do this really by good. This time. Psh, loser.
Wow.
I'm sick of this.
You're sick of people wanting to be better?
No, but I do like trolling your obviously good advice.
Of course you do.
Because these are like clearly things that you can't say anything negative about. So,
and you just finding it.
I'm up for the challenge.
Digging through the depths of hell.
I do appreciate those. Those are cool.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You didn't even listen. Tell me two things that I said on that list. I just want to hear it.
I can say the two things that I liked.
Let me hear it. Which two stood out?
Reading more every day and working out 5 times a week.
Okay.
I think those are things that are undeniably going to change your life.
Mm-hmm.
I love the not looking at news or negative things. And that goes for blogs, too. I think a lot of us, especially in the Black culture, we all follow the same accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And when you learn the formula of social media and you know that this dude saving this baby from freezing to death in this little pond isn't going to get literally a quarter of the likes and engagement as this, you know, Black couple.
Oh.
Yeah, that got into a domestic dispute.
Mm-hmm.
Once you figure that formula out, you understand that 95% of what this person that you're following or this company is going to be feeding you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're sick of it, it's an easy fix because I'm the type of person to actively seek out new pages to follow. When I got into traveling, you actually helped me with this. I started following all types of hashtags and stuff to constantly be seeing that so that I was constantly in that mind state.
I follow a lot of like beauty shots, like nature pages, travel pages, like just like.
As you should.
Uh-huh,
especially
nature,
if your goal is to get out there and see those kind of places. Mm-hmm. So I think that filling yourself with that type of negative. It's gotten so bad on social media. There are full accounts that are dedicated to only really, really good news.
Mm-hmm.
And I make it a point to follow those type of accounts.
I think what really stood out for me is writing down your goals and setting a deadline for them. Because it's so easy to create a goal and let it just lapse.
Yes.
When I just feel like you don't want your goals to be put to the side because that's ultimately your future and what you're trying to achieve.
Yes.
And if you constantly allow things to get in the way of that because you haven't set like a tangible date that you want to complete this, then you're not going to work on it. It's like you can procrastinate and make excuses, you know, or just completely forget about it. Some people will create a goal and completely forget about it. So if it's something that you can create like a vision board or something like that to visually put it there and put a deadline on when you want to reach this, then to me, you can, you know, have incremental different things that, that you can utilize to meet those goals.
I have a strategy.
What's your strategy?
I feel like I have been in the wrong for so long, but I finally made the leap. Today was my assistant's first day.
Assistant?
I have an assistant now.
Oh.
And I think that the best part about it is it feels like having a personal trainer for your schedule. And what I mean by that is a lot of times people want to work out. They know they have to work out. But there's no consequences. There's no accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we get so wrapped up in the things that we have to do and we have to do week to week, which is like our job, the stuff that mm-hmm. we're locked into, that like you said, we push aside our goals, the stuff that we want to do long term, because we're so wrapped in the stuff that is due day to day. So having a an assistant in my mind, and how I framed it, is like having a personal assistant, not a personal assistant, a personal trainer. Like a personal trainer, when you want to go to the gym, they make sure that you get there, and they're on your ass, and like get there. When you're there, they make sure that you do X amount of things. So in my mind, I realized I was basing everything in my life around the stuff that I had to do, which mm-hmm. is like the companies that I work for, the podcast that I have, the stuff that I have to do all the time, week to week. Mm-hmm. And I was pushing off because it felt like I was getting stuff done. But now I'm kind of just at this point where I'm looking at all my free time and I'm putting it in my schedule myself. Stuff mm-hmm. that I want to do, I'm putting it in my own schedule. If I don't do it, it's like missing something on your calendar as opposed to just deciding not to do it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So that
congratulations that is, on that.
Thank you very much. I feel so good about it. So
I had an assistant, and I know the feeling. Very helpful. Very helpful.
It feels really good, and it just anything that I can add to my life that will light the fire under me and just make me just be like, all right, let me just do this, is always a blessing to me, because I'd be slow with it.
Very nice. Okay.
But you know, I just wanted to add that on the tail end of yours, which was very cool. Yeah, we've gone a little over, but I think mm-hmm. the fans be liking that. But
absolutely.
Don't be mad if the next episode is a little on the shorter side.
I won't be.
But as always, we appreciate you guys for pulling up. I've been your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
See you on the next thickums.